The results are now in for most of the joint spring offensive by Occupy DC, the Anarchist Alliance DC Network. There was a taste of things to come with an April Fool's March targeting Monsanto, among other corporations, but the weighted blows began to fall in the week of April 16th to 22nd, culminating in repeat disruption of delegates to the spring meetings of the IMF and the World Bank. Since the IMF meetings coincided with Earth Day, Occupy DC declared it to be Occupy Earth Week. After a relatively low-key visit to the American Petroleum Institute on the 16th of April, things began heating up when protesters stormed the grounds of the Canadian Embassy on the 17th of April and disrupted an event just inside over the Alberta tar sands mining. That project produces the oil the Keystone XL pipeline was meant to export. And here's what things sounded like as Occupy DC converged on the embassy. Showing up, the warning to get out of Canada went out, and protesters scattered to the winds. Not one was caught. On Wednesday, the 18th of April, protesters repeated this performance by storming the building housing the American Natural Gas Association, which promotes destructive hydrofracking for gas. The protesters got past security and went up the stairs, only to find the 8th floor doors were locked. After charging back down the stairs, Occupy DC had this to say about gas fracking.
That's the problem.
Morning, Thursday the 19th of April, was scheduled for a third visit to Monsanto, also known as Monsatan, to protest their role in genetic engineering, seed patents, and attempts to gain total control of the world's food supply. Since this protest was expected, it was cut short, with everyone returning to McPherson Square, waiting out the cops, then storming the offices of Cargill, another purveyor of pesticide-dependent, genetically engineered seeds. Things started getting really intense as the IMF and World Bank spring meetings got underway. First up, the 10 a.m. protest in front of the offices of BP on the anniversary of the worst oil spill in U.S. history. Protesters marched on the building, and this time, instead of storming the building, somebody dumped oil in front of the doors from a man-sized imitation of an oil drilling rig. One person was arrested. One more detained as more protesters dumped what they labeled as Corexit, the same stuff BP used in a failed attempt to clean up the Gulf of Mexico.
BP! BP! Help me!
Not happy
few
about
bucks!
This.
Few bucks! Fix this better!
She didn't even drop it!
Shame!
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 That is oil plus Corexit dropped in front of BP's corporate headquarters in D.C. Unlike in the Gulf, protesters were not actually using Corexit, instead using some non-toxic facsimile. That evening, still the 20th of April, protesters marched and rode bikes into an insane level of afternoon traffic created by police checkpoints and the IMF meetings. They were soon heckling delegates at a variety of entrances to the meetings.
Get them out of our way.
Okay, the delegates are wearing tags around their neck. Tell them what you think. Let them know.
Down with the IMF!
A whole bunch of delegates.
Down with the IMF!
Down with the world!
The next morning dawned early as the Anarchist Alliance DC Network and Occupy DC marched on the IMF meetings for another round of delegate disruption and heckling. This time activists had a new tactic, climbing ropes. Ropes were deployed in the streets with banners draped over them, forcing delegates to step over, and in some cases nearly trip over the ropes. Another rope was tied to the police barricades, and protesters bent their backs in a tug of war with the police, pulling the barricades into the street in an attempt to take them down.
Sir, long term, what do you say?
Oh, pulling down the barricades. Beautiful.
Open fire this thing!
And just gonna cut it.
Open fire this thing!
That's the first time.
IMF! Anarchist Alliance against
IMF! You're gonna use steel cable.
Open fire this thing! Against Zimmerman! Anarchist Alliance against Zimmerman!
Luckily that wasn't steel.
Against Zimmerman!
Loan shark.
What do you say?
How many kids did you kill today?
Loan shark. What do you say?
That's the first time protesters have tried to pull the barricades down here since I think 2000.
Sons of the gods, today we shall die. Open Valhalla.
half an hour later came two very violent arrests. One woman was thrown down to the street, receiving bruises to both her face and back, as well as cuts on her face and smashed glasses. Brutality charges are pending against the police.
Oh, they just put him on someone's car. Her.
He
got a manhandler. Jesus Christ! Is that necessary?
None of that violence deterred protesters from going back out that night for a round of storming delegate hotels. Protesters managed to storm the Washington Circle Hotel and nearly managed to enter the Mayflower Hotel in addition. Again, police responded with violence. One person is still recovering from a concussion caused by a club blow to the head as this is being recorded.
To these assholes!
To these assholes!
I say!
It's time! It's time!
For them! To get a real job!
Go. We're good now. That's good.
Mike check.
These plainclothes police.
Are here to serve mass murderers.
They abuse our brothers.
They
are not your fucking friends.
Protesters went out for a fourth and final round of heckling IMF delegates on Sunday, the 22nd of April, Earth Day itself, in pouring rain. The final score for Occupy Earth Week was four buildings stormed, four rounds of delegate heckling, three people arrested, at least two protesters injured by police violence, and one set of police barricades nearly towed away down the street by protesters using climbing rope while delegates were trying to climb over other ropes.